We're running and gunning and saying our thoughts. Though we have different minds, at the same time we bring the song to help your mind grow in the mental. Give knowledge with advice plus all essentials. So if you haven't heard, then act like you know. It's the Runner and Gunner Show. Runner and Gunner Show. The Runner and Gunner Show. Gunner.
Oh yeah, let's get him.
Monday morning cracks.
Yeah.
Cheers, Gunner.
Cheers, Runner.
So refreshing, and so refreshing to be back with you guys on this beautiful Monday
morning sip.
The 18th of October.
Monday morning, and so, the 18th.
As everybody knows out there, we're getting closer to Halloween. Watch out for the ghouls.
Watch out for the ghosts.
So all you ghouls and creatures out there, we got another scary story, a tale to tell for everybody. And this has to do with another great American classic.
Oh, rock band, rock and roll
called
artist.
The Bobby Fuller.
Bobby Fuller
Band. And so
how do
Bobby,
we know
Fuller
Bobby Fuller
is,
well, Bobby Fuller
sang, I fought the law when the law won.
I fought the law and the law won. Ding 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 ding. I fought the law and the law won.
And well, it sure did.
Apparently,
because
it really did.
What had happened to Bobby Fuller is,
what happened?
They had found his body and he was long gone. He was only, what, like 23, 24 years
25?
Old? Something like that. Very young. Young guy in his early 20s. And they found his body filled with gasoline inside. Now, how do you explain gasoline going into the side of your body?
And scratch marks on his wrists.
Wrists and possibly on his neck. So
his neck.
There was something going on. There was not an ongoing investigation
and
with
he
that.
He didn't die from choking on... I mean, he didn't die from poisoning. He died from asphyxiation.
And don't forget that they actually dragged his body on the ground. So they dragged him. Can one man just drag another man on the ground while he's kicking, screaming with all his force? Or does it take several? Because Bobby Fuller was not a weak man. He was at
his
prime.
Depends on how much money
he stole. So we're not going to get into that part of it because we're not completely sure. It's a big mystery. What did he do? What did they do? Why was he dead? Nobody knows.
But that is the mystery. Bobby Fuller was murdered. How do we know this?
He was murdered, but they actually,
well, look it up.
On pin, they put it down as suicide. The police officers that have found him, I don't know what county or where it was at.
The same police officers who roughed him up
said he was found dead by suicide. So what he did, in their mind, this is what happened. He choked himself. Then he grabs a gallon of gas and started drinking it.
Yeah.
And then he died like that. I don't know
and then
about
the details
of it.
He scratched himself.
He scratched himself and he drug himself somehow. I guess he was on some heavy stuff back then or something. That's what the cops must have said. So it sounds very mysterious and very questionable.
Well,
but this
sound
is
that
just
mysterious
what's out
when you
there.
Think about murder. Anyways, that was a long time ago, and no one cares about Bobby Fuller 4 except for
the Runner and Gunner Show. Love Bobby Fuller 4, and Bobby Fuller was the man. Let's give it a little moment of silence for the Bobby Fuller 4's most famous song, and it is called This. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a shot for this song.
I'll sip to that. Oh, Runner is going to take a shot for this song.
Cheers.
Go. Sip.
Woo.
Sip. All right, everybody. As we roll on to our next murder.
Tasted
mystery,
like gasoline.
We're going to talk about
Sam Cooke.
What happened to
Sam Cooke? Okay, so Sam Cooke was at a hotel. The night he died, he was at a hotel called the Hacienda in downtown Los Angeles, which is not too far from where me and Gunner are at this very moment.
Yep.
A few miles away. So
we saw it.
He was there. And this was in the 60s. He, a lady pulled out a shotgun. The manager of the hotel pulled out a shotgun on him.
Shotty. A revolver. Bam. Done.
Blew his mind away. I don't know where she shot him. It might have been stomach, the face. I don't really know exactly where he got shot. But all I know is it took one shotty and...
And his death bomb.
Sam Cooke was one of the greatest of all time. And everybody knows that. In Soul, he was one of the greatest creators of Soul. He was before James Brown. Around the time of Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson's all... He was before James Brown. Just like I said. And before the Jackson 5. He was an inspiration to many, many artists. Rest his soul. And rest Bobby Fuller's soul as well. It's just tragic that things have to happen that way. But these mysteries never get solved. So the person who was involved with Sam Cooke got off the hook.
Well, let me tell you the story that I heard. One night.
One night.
Cold, dark Harlem night. Sam Cooke decided to do lots of drugs. Speed. Rails of cocaine, alcohol, boop, 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 beers boop. And liquor, boop, 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 boop. And lots of touring on his tiresome tour. But this night, his was day off, and he decided to buy a couple of call girls. Back in the day, that's what they were called, and you would call them over when you needed some...
Hey, baby, mind coming on over?
Needed some coming on over. So Sam Cooke beat up his call girl, slapped her around real heavy some, to the point where she ran running, screaming down the hall, bloody murder. And Sam Cooke, wide-eyed, came screaming, chasing after her.
Bitch, come back.
And she ran.
Better come back.
Into the manager's office.
Manager, help me, so bad.
The manager said, what's going on?
What's going on here?
And she said, Sam Cooke's trying to beat me up and kill me. And she said, I didn't trust him since the day he came in here, which was only a couple days. And as Sam Cooke broke down the door, because they locked it, and he smashed open the locked door with his 7-foot-tall self, and he said, I'm going to kill some women tonight. Because he must have done it before. But no, this lady said it ain't happening. And she pulled out her shotgun from underneath the desk and blasted into Sam Cooke. And he laid there dead instantly.
And a legend died that night. And we all know that. She got away with it, and that's the worst part of it. She never got convicted. It was considered a self-defense, but I don't know. You know, I'm up in the air about this one. What about you, Gunner? I'm up in the air about it. That's all I'll say.
All I'm saying is, in case anybody goes and does a bunch of drugs and starts beating women, and they get shot, well, I don't know what to say to that.
So it's up in the air, is what we're saying. Nobody knows what the truth is.
Nobody knows what the
except
truth is.
Except for Sam Cooke, those call girls, and the hotel manager.
Oh, I'm at the hotel manager. Oh, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween!
All right.
So now we're going to get into, speaking of Halloween, we got another subject here that is very important to the kids of the 80s. And the kids of
80s
now
slasher horror films
versus modern
slasher horror films.
So
Eli Roth,
Gunner, go ahead and start us off with this one.
All right. So if you could talk about any of the 2000s, all you could say about horror movies is Eli Roth.
Eli Roth. Explain to the audience who Eli Roth is.
Eli Roth does super grotesque. You know, point of view murder flicks where it's mostly about the gruesome makeup design and the blood mechanics.
So what is Eli Roth's most famous murder flick that is out there?
Hostel.
Hostel. Part one. Hostel. There you go, people. Hostel. If you haven't heard of Hostel, you better get out there and rent it, watch it, or however you do it.
There you go.
I know there's no rentals now, so it's mostly TV screen. Get on your TV screen, press the rent button, whatever it is you got to do.
But that's only one. If you're going to talk about the 80s.
Out of many.
Then you're talking Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
You're talking Pinhead.
One.
You're
two,
talking Pinhead. Chucky.
Three.
You're talking
Chucky.
Jason.
Four.
You're
Jason.
Talking Michael Five. Myers.
Michael Myers.
You're talking Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead.
You're talking
oh,
Dark Man.
Dark
you're talking
Man.
Doll Man.
Doll Man.
Oh, you're talking E.T.
Puppet Master.
Puppet Master.
Who
Whoa. E.T.'s also a puppet, but mm-hmm. still, the Masters of the Puppets.
Yeah.
And plus Metallica.
Metallica. See, it all, it's a whole different type of genre back then, because back then they didn't
thing.
Have this computerized,
cheapness.
You know, we could call it that. I mean, they
Kidness.
They do it what they do, and they kind of
like CGI.
In my mind, it's kind of sissied out. Yeah, sorry, right. new generation, but
sorry,
it's a little
generation.
Bit more sissied out. They don't have these, look at these
you
girls used to scream.
CGI.
They used to have an audition for the best scream. I don't know if they do it now,
remember.
But there was a loud scream, like, fudge, you gotta wear some earplugs for these
we
auditions.
Some good screams in
and
the 80s,
these screams
remember?
Used to break some damn mirrors so bad that they'll yeah. break the mirrors all around your house. You'd have to wear earplugs around your house
that's
if this girl lived with you and screamed. If she screamed, you knew something bad's happening. That's how crazy the screams were back then. But now, these screams are a little weaker and they're not as strong as they were. And it's probably because the villains aren't as vicious as they were in the 80s slasher films. And the modern day slasher films, they're pretty vicious. Of course, the
also,
viciousness never goes away.
You know, the way
it's
they're
more about the
nowadays,
creation.
You know, they don't get the vicious monster to see. The audio is like clipping the scream. You know, the digital audio is ruining
yeah.
the scream.
Exactly.
You know, you got to think of a lot of things. Also, you know, they hired a lady to scream.
Just strictly for that.
Like these people.
But even they
dubbed another lady's voice
uh-huh.
over the main actress's voice to get a better scream.
Correct.
Nowadays they just let
Correct.
Scarlett Johansson do her best scream.
Yeah.
And just call it a day. They record
They're
it call
like,
it a day.
You know,
and put it in the final.
Do
edit.
Your best Mariah Carey freaking oh and then that's it.
But it'd be
back
like
then
if they recorded Scarlett Johansson and then recorded a lady with a awesome scream
oh,
and
man.
Dubbed it over Scarlett Johansson's scream.
Yeah.
That's what the 80s were like.
So how much better would it be, Gunner, if they had those kind of, if they had the scream, you know, if they had the scream auditions
not even,
now.
Not even.
With these new modern day
no
stuff.
No contest. The old stuff, the 80s stuff, not the old stuff. Because if you go with the 70s.
Interesting.
Eh, if you go to the 60s.
70s were cool. Yeah. 60s, I actually
it's
think.
It's all great. Everything's
in my
great.
Mind, I thought the 60s actually set the path. But the 80s set the path for the real
the
slasher
80s.
Bloody horror.
And it
but
ended with the 80s.
The 60s
though.
Actually set the pathway for gore.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. Like that's when the real gore started happening.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing is that the 80s built on the 70s and 60s and 50s
that,
and the
exactly.
40s and the 30s and the 20s.
See, because in the 70s, I thought it was more like about the acting. In the 60s, I thought it was about the gore, about trying to get the special effects going. The acting wasn't too great, but the special effects back then were pretty freaking cool because they
yeah.
would actually get like cow blood and animal guts and try and do things correctly.
Yeah.
But in the 70s, it was more about the acting and, you know, how to be the scariest guy can be. And in the 80s, they combined the two.
Yep.
They combined the two with
all
the gore and with the, yeah,
80s
everything.
Combined the beginning of video technology
uh-huh.
all into one.
Yeah, but see, it
nowadays,
wasn't so
videoed
out.
They only do it till the 2000s.
But
they
nowadays, they just do the video only is what you're trying to say.
I'm saying nowadays,
or,
nowadays no. they built... They only build on what happened in 2000 and beyond.
Uh-huh.
Whereas that's only 20 years.
So you're saying that's,
whereas the
that's
80s
a long
built
time.
On 70 years.
Exactly.
Of
exactly.
technology.
There you go. There you go.
But nowadays,
you're right.
they
you're
only
correct.
Build on 20 years of the
you're
last
correct.
Technology.
You see, but they should have taken those past 20 years and used those 20 years just to make it
yeah,
even greater.
Be 100 years
than
of technology now all
yeah.
in one build. And
they
that's what
be
we do here at the Runner and Gunner Show.
The Runner and Gunner Show,
as
just
if
take
you haven't
the
noticed,
technology
is that we're not building on the last 20 years.
Yeah.
We're building on the last 100 years.
Yeah,
we're building
taking,
on the last 150 years.
We're taking everything
years.
That we have learned and earned throughout these years
yeah.
and just try to multiply it by ourselves. You know,
yep.
trying to make ourselves great and trying to make you guys great.
And in terms of radio, technology.
Radio.
We know that the very first radio sound ever recorded was 1890 something.
You'd have to hold an antenna.
If you want a historical show, you're on the wrong channel, because we got another topic coming up. It is the Runner and Gunner Show. We will come back to you after this commercial break, and we will talk about
Oprah and what she's done
to this humanity.
Oh my God! Oprah, do not ruin our lives when we come back after these commercial breaks.
Well, I love driving in my new Bentley.
Here at Bentley, we have the greatest cars you can ever buy.
I could speed down the highways and pass everybody and look so sophisticated.
With 512 miles per hour, your hair will be flying in the air, but you still look great and no one cares.
Well, let me pull down the blender and make some martinis in my Bentley.
Martinis flying, and ladies, we leave them relying on our Bentleys.
Oh, my lady needs to use the hair dryer. Let me just plug that into my AC/DC outlets in my Bentley. Thank you, everybody.
Don't do that. Get electrocuted. Bentley!
Know that here at the Runner and Gunner Show, it is raw, it is real, and we tell the truth.
We tell nothing but the truth. So we are going to talk about how the ladies of the youth and
the past and nowadays in the 70s, ever since the Pilgrims landed on Little Rock,
and the 40s,
and they said, "We ain't going to wear these no more, Father." And he said, "Daughters, yes, you are." But then he got old and they said, "We're going to let our daughters wear whatever we want them to wear."
So they would go scrummage and go find something else from the villages that they used to get pillaged from and find it. And so now they turn into Halloween costumes.
Halloween costumes.
And so the ladies, what is their most revealing female Halloween costume?
Right.
There is a lot of them out there. I mean, you know.
Let's get down to this.
Let's start talking about them. Go, Gunner. One.
Schoolgirl.
Sexy nurse.
Sexy witch.
Sexy cop.
Sexy Dorothy. Ref.
Yeah. Sexy ref. What kind of ref? Wait, will she blow your whistle? I mean, whoa.
Oh.
Penalty, 5 yards.
Ladies, you know that we're wearing revealing costumes.
5 yards, reading hard.
Is
touchdown.
10 yards.
10 yards. Every yard counts. And anyway, every girl that we know has worn one at her lifetime. Have you worn one at your lifetime? Anyways, there's so many sexy cup. Catwoman. Oh my God.
Poison Ivy. Tight.
Oh, Poison Ivy. Oh,
Harley Quinn. The new one.
Yeah.
We didn't see Harley Quinns growing up. Well, not this Margot Robbie Harley Quinn. And nobody wore the Batman the Animated Series Harley Quinn back in the day. But if they wore that, no girl could probably fit in that because she's a cartoon.
Wonder Woman.
But I bet if they did, it looks pretty sexy. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Man, that looks pretty damn good.
I got one. Toga. Toga girl.
Fred Flintstone's wife.
Wilma. Oh, I can imagine.
And Betty.
I got one.
Wilma and Betty, same.
Sexy cat. Yeah.
Sexy bunny.
Oh, what about?
Sexy bee looking for the honey.
What about sexy devil?
Sexy devil.
Oh.
Rock me sexy. You see, that's so sad that the women can be exploited like that, and then they complain about it, but yet they exploit themselves. But we still love them.
It's Halloween.
Because
we
love you guys to exploit yourself. So exploit as much as you want, and we will look and Google lie at what you flaunt.
Well, it's got to be a fair trade. So us men, we'll be having those, those costumes that make the ladies' jaws drop too.
Yeah, like, hell
for
yeah.
For me, I will be a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
And so will my... I will too. And I will be the same thing, but except for my dingle. I mean, I...
And actually, the day before Halloween, I'm going to be Eazy-E.
Yeah, I've been that before. And trust me, the ladies were lining up to the next door. You know, but that's just... They actually thought I had come back to life as him. So, but I
and
was
the day before that, I'm gonna be also Eazy-E.
Yeah. So yeah, ladies, you gotta get beautiful and you gotta get prettied up for this holiday. And they already know it. We don't even have to tell them because they already know it.
Hey.
We want them just to know that we support it, and there's nothing wrong with getting down with your badass costume.
Yeah.
Because we want you to do it.
We want you to.
And we want you to have a good time.
I want you to.
And enjoy yourselves all the time.
Yeah.
These girls out there, there's so many costumes out there that you can be.
So that's all.
It could be
so
that's anything. What we're saying.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking about it right now.
And I know it sounds too
amazing.
Many thoughts.
Cheers
too
to
many
that.
Good thoughts. Yeah. Yes. Cheers. Cheers to everybody.
All right, but on the real, you got another week until Halloween week. So, you know, take a chill pill this week again.
A week of the week of the week.
And then we asked you to take a chill pill last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Take a third chill pill week.
You still, but at the same time, you better rush your costumes, because if you're getting your costumes from, you know, online, I'm not going to name the places, Zamazim or Ebing.
Oh, yeah.
Those kind of places. Ebing. Or you could go to other places which have their own stores. There's Halloween stores out there, and then you could go search those.
Oh,
or you could just
Hustler.
Go. Yep. Oh,
Hustler's
man.
Store.
You could go to Hustler or Hollywood, Fredericks. You know, you could go to those places and get some really nice costumes there.
Yeah.
They already have them set up for you.
See-through.
Oh, yeah. So go get those and just, you know,
those
be yourself.
Those babies are real.
Yeah, show them what you got, and everybody will love it. Nobody's going to hate on you. Nobody's going to hate on you because you have the confidence to put it on and put it on and do your thing and make it happen.
And then we will be doing it too. We'll be cavemen and Tyrannosaurus Rex and Jasons and Terminators.
I wouldn't mind dunking a few in the head and then
Tarzans.
Dragging them on home.
So yeah, so it's going to be going down. But I'm taking a rest this week also, because the following week I got to start sipping a lot, because I know that Halloween is going to be sip day.
Oh man.
Which is siptastic, and it sounds great to me.
It's going to be great and sippy.
But everybody, we also got another topic. And it is not so far out of reach that we can't talk about it here on the Runner Gun Show.
But it's a little bit far out of reach for the NASA program.
Lenny's, you're not going to like this segment. And if you are Lenny and you are angry, you might want to turn the show off now.
Mute for like 3 minutes to five.
3 minutes.
Because
3 minutes, yeah.
It will get you kind of angry.
To talk about aliens.
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 How? Why? Where?
Fire in the sky.
Do they exist?
Alien autopsy. X-Files.
Anal probing.
Is that all you know about aliens? Is X-Files, alien autopsy, fire in the sky?
And anal probing.
I know a little
which
movie
is
called E.T.
Gross.
Ugh. Cartman.
Who would want to claim?
You got anal probing.
All right. So, one night, a guy had a rough night, and he probably had a few at the bar. But he doesn't remember anything, and then he comes home and said, "Babe, I got anally probed."
Oh.
What do you think really happened?
I know what happened. I can't talk about it here on
the
Running Gunner Show.
I think he's seen the light,
well,
and then it was some kind of light.
Yeah, he saw the light. Let me tell you what really happened.
There was a guy named
what is
Real Rosby, and he used to have those same pills that were given to the guys.
Oh, Real Rosby did have those same pills.
But it was the guy. Oh. But it was instead of the girls, it was
and
the
so
guy.
That's why they believe. There.
I don't know who that guy is either.
There you go.
But I'm just saying,
Real Rosby,
that might have had.
He is the alien that you should fear.
So, but what about
Roswell.
Roswell.
New Mexico. Area 51.
What is that
it?
All about?
You so see, wait. So if
so they claim
the
that they actually chopped one up, right?
What I'm saying is, if the government is making airplanes.
Making
flying
airplanes.
Saucers.
Uh-huh.
And they fly one.
Yeah.
What makes you think that aliens did that? If the government's making it.
Yeah.
Then what is the reason you think that aliens made it?
Huh.
Is it because it moves so smooth? Is it because
Possibly.
It moves more smoother than, you know, the Wright brothers ever anticipated that flight could be?
Yeah.
Does it, like, shock your eyes and your visuals? Is that what makes you believe in something else other than human technology? That's
so
what
the
I'm
real question is,
to.
Did Will Smith actually save our lives on 4th of July when he helped a bunch of pilots go head on into a bunch of alien ships and then just tell them you're going to get blown the heck away.
Which was a great movie, and everybody forgot.
That was a beautiful movie. But
well, I didn't forget about it.
I didn't forget about it either. That's what I was talking about. But yes, there might be some other types of life forms out there.
What about Independence Day Part 2? Oh, man.
But these life forms can be called cells. There's proof that there's other life in other planets, and they are called cells. Cells can turn into something bigger. Just like there's cells on Mars, people. There's probably cells on Saturn. There's probably cells on every damn planet. Rocks are life.
Every planet.
See, Mars, there's proof that there's life on Mars.
Rocks are life.
But, I mean, these... We're talking about like actual beings that can beam through the sky like Scotty within a finger point. But Lenny's want to believe
that there's big eyed, green, long bodied aliens.
There
on
might
Mars.
Be something similar, but it doesn't have to look like that. Just like dinosaurs, we don't know what the hell they look like. We just assume that they look like a green colored Tyrannosaurus Rex with little arms. We know they have little arms and big jaws, but we don't know what the heck color. They could have been purple. They could have been freaking yellow. They could have been yellow, bright sunshine, and then the sunshine could have been their camouflage.
What you're saying is, are aliens ancient?
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe aliens have been around for a long time, but at the same time, I believe that.
But dinosaurs don't exist today. But
aliens could have been dinosaurs.
Exist. Lizards exist and hippopotamus exist.
Those are the ancestors of dinosaurs. Lizards are actually the ancestors. Turtles are actually the ancestors of the Ice Age. So, I mean, it's been around
elephants
for a long time.
Too, yeah.
Elephants too. Woolly mammoth and tigers, you know, saber-tooth and
so
lions.
Did aliens turn into monkeys?
I mean, whatever.
Gorillas?
I don't believe in that. I mean, I'm not going that far.
What if
I don't think that
aliens
happened.
Came to Earth? Ancient.
Did aliens
and
turn into monkeys?
And they're gorillas. What if gorillas came from outer space? That's how they got here.
I don't know. You're talking about like Planet of the Apes or something. So I'm not sure where you're going with this.
All I'm saying is, aliens don't exist. This is why. What is the reason aliens don't exist?
Why is that?
Because nobody's ever seen them. The only person who's seen them is one guy in the middle of a cornfield.
What about Hillbilly Joe, Mary Bob, Sue?
All right, but it's never a Hillbilly, Mary Bob, Sue, Stan, Jacob, and Steve. And it's never a group of people.
Yeah, it's always one loony guy who had a fun time at the bar. And
he's got crazy hair, crazy eyes.
And he got probed, too. Though.
Crazy wrinkles. He got probed by Real Rosby.
Real Rosby had the real stuff.
That's for sure. But it's not ever a group of intelligent intellectuals who gets abducted and they could specify it and catalog it and write it down and document it properly so that the whole world can see.
So there is no specific proof of the existence.
Not one specific, not one iota.
Of the one that you're saying, the green-eyed or
of evidence.
Yoda-looking.
There hasn't been...
Of the ones that humans claim that they look like. But there probably might be something out there if we search further more into the...
Anyways,
suspects.
Everybody, it is time for the two-minute rundown! The Dodgers.
MLB playoffs.
Game 3.
Game 3 is tomorrow. Ready. Are you ready for it? It's
also
a huge game.
The Raiders.
It counts.
Monday Night Football.
The Raiders!
Everybody, we're talking about great things going on. Rolling Stones concert. I saw the Rolling Stones concert.
You saw the Rolling Stones concert. Tell us
Guess
about
what?
It quickly.
It ended with "Give Me Shelter" and "Satisfaction," and that's exactly
how
I felt
went
when
down,
I saw their old wrinkles
beautiful.
Get up there and wrinkle across the stage.
Oh man! Oh,
it was
Mick
amazing.
Jagger was running his wrinkled
Michael
butt
J.
up and
Jagger,
down the stage.
Michael J. Michael J. is the greatest. He's 80 years old. Michael J. could rock anybody.
He is getting down.
Michael
so,
J.
The Runner Gunner Show lives on. All we're doing is getting downer and downer. And every day we're getting better and trying to improve your lives because we love you guys.
Yes.
And we
love
just
everybody.
Want you guys
love
to
other.
Know that
love
you got to hug each other, love each
yourself.
Other, and live
hug
life
yourself.
The way
Give
it's supposed to be lived correctly.
Caress yourself.
And in your mind, if
Say,
it's
hey,
correct,
self, we are
then
going
you
to be
know that you
accomplished
something properly.
Yes, everybody. So peace and love. to everyone out there.
Much love.
I know you might be watching too much internet and you feel stupid.
Don't watch too much.
Turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off for a minute.
That you're normal.
And just sit there and think about who you are and what you're going to be.
Yeah, but you can't let the internet tell you what to be. You can't let the songs tell you what to be.
And so do not let the media run your life or the internet or anything except for you.
It's a movie.
Concentrate on you and become you, and then you will be satisfied with who you are.
Become the real you. Also, you know, everything's opened up. Like, the Rona doesn't even exist anymore.
Rona is gone. So go out to the club.
Go out and see a concert. I saw a concert. I saw the Rolling Stones last night.
Gunner seen the Stones.
Go out to the clubs. Make out with some chicks. If you're a girl, make out with some strange
dude. So tell us how great. From 1 to 10, how great were the Stones? One time. 1 to 10.
10 out of a 10.
Solid.
Rendered and not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.